The U.S. State Department is warning against Americans traveling to China as the coronavirus continues to spread quickly. American, Delta, and United Airlines are the latest to temporarily suspend all remaining U.S. flights to China. The World Health Organization has declared a global emergency. Cases of the diseases have been found in more than a dozen countries. Here's the WHO Director General.
Our greatest concern is the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems and which are ill prepared to deal with it.
More than 200 people have died and nearly 10,000 people have been infected. Here in the United States, there are 6 confirmed cases, including the first domestic person-to-person transmission in Chicago. For the latest, we're joined by NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. And Richard, this story is developing so quickly because this virus seems to be spreading so fast. There are new cases popping up everywhere and beyond, halting flights, as I mentioned. What are some countries doing to lessen the risk?
Well, those measures, as you mentioned, include those travel bans, both inside China and internationally. The U.S. State Department has now told Americans not to travel to China. And it's not just a sort of think about not doing it. It is a level 4 warning. That's the same we have against travel to Iraq or North Korea or Syria or Venezuela. So this is a serious red flag. Obviously, and arguably more important is what's happening within China. Like kids are being told not to go to school. Schools are closed. And many workers are being told to stay home. So the hope is that at the site, the epicenter of this epidemic, they can slow it by just basically telling people, just stay out of harm's way for a while and let this blow over.
Yeah. As I mentioned, the U.S. now has its first person-to-person transmission in Illinois. What more do we know about that case?
That's right. Yeah. Since the earliest days of this epidemic in China, the disease has been spreading person to person. So that's a feature of the disease, and we shouldn't be surprised that that's happening. Here, the first 5 cases in the U.S. were all from people who had traveled from China, and so they picked it up there. And the question was just how contagious this virus is and how likely it was that these first cases would lead to others. And not too surprisingly, we've seen now one such case. This man who's in his 60s and lives in Chicago caught the virus from his wife, who had picked up her infection in China. They had very close contact, including after she fell ill. So it's really not surprising that he got sick. He is now in the hospital in stable condition. His wife is feeling much better, according to state health officials, but she's also staying put in the hospital as a way to control the spread of the disease. And health officials warn, we may see more cases like this. It wouldn't be at all surprising. But as long as public health officials can keep on top of each one of these cases, that really reduces the risk that this will spread out of control here in the U.S.
You know, one thing that we've been hearing a lot about is the comparison between the coronavirus and SARS. Can you talk about that quickly in terms of how quickly this is spreading and how deadly it's been?
Right. The coronavirus, they're both coronaviruses. The SARS case was a little bit hard to know what really happened at the beginning because China had basically locked down and was not even admitting that there was a problem until pretty late in the epidemic. So it's hard to really make a direct comparison between these two cases. What we can say is the SARS virus ended up being deadly in about 10% of the people who were infected with it. This virus appears to be much, much less deadly. And so from what we know now, that's subject to change as we learn more about this. But why it's spreading so quickly is really comes down to the math, because this apparently cropped up in mid-December, possibly a little bit earlier, from a live animal market in the city of Wuhan. And scientists have been watching it, and it's been doubling every day, every 7 days, pardon me. So you can see, you get to start with small numbers, and then as the numbers start to get bigger, then every 7 days they double. So it's a snowballing effect, and that will continue to be the case until public health measures really bring it under control.
Yeah, some health officials here in the United States caution that Americans should be more concerned about the flu than this coronavirus. Can you say more about that?
Well, in terms of sheer numbers, the flu kills far more people. It kills in this country, it kills tens of thousands of people every year. And it is also like this this new coronavirus. It's a respiratory disease that spreads pretty readily from one person to another. So that's one reason health officials get up every year and say, you really ought to get your flu vaccine, because that is a really deadly, serious disease. It's at least partially preventable with a vaccine. And by the way, it's still not too late to get your vaccine if you haven't gotten one already. Now, I was actually in Beijing back during the SARS epidemic in 2003. And one thing that I noticed there was that the streets were, which are usually in this incredibly bustling city, usually they were empty or almost empty. The Chinese government had really compelled people to stay home, you know, just keep things quiet. And I think that really made a big difference there. So that's their strategy right now.
That's NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Thank you so much, Richard.
It's my pleasure.